I am coming back. I have some friends who are studying Revelation. My response? Good luck. There is much in Revelation that is just indiscernible, but as is typical with God and His Word, much is discernible as well. My go-to passage for these hard-to-understand areas of God's Word is this. Deuteronomy 29:29, the secret things belong to the Lord our God, but the things revealed belong to us and to our children forever, that we may follow all the words of this law. For the next few weeks, I'm going to dig into four statements from Jesus that are the things revealed belong to us and to our children forever. They are, number one, I am coming back. Number two, only a few. Number three, you must be born again. Number four, here matters there. Jesus was adamant that he is coming back and only a few will live forever with him, and to live with him forever, you must be born again, and the way you live here matters there for eternity. Yes, there is a reward system in both heaven and hell, and the way you live here affects your experience at both. Today, I am coming back, part one. I am coming back. Matthew 16:27, for the Son of Man is going to come in His Father's glory with His angels, and then He will reward each person according to what they have done. That's Jesus' promise, as well as a hint towards His reward system. In Matthew 24:30-31, Jesus says, then will appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven, and then all the peoples of the earth will mourn when they see the Son of Man coming on the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. And he will send his angels with a loud trumpet call. Okay, so what? Perhaps you have heard this all your life, and it is so familiar that it has become unfamiliar. But it matters. It really matters. It matters for two reasons. Number one, does it affect your perspective on how you live here today? And number two, are you ready? Number one, does it affect your perspective on how you live here today? In these uncertain times, in this unstable, unpredictable, and seemingly unredeemable world, the fact that Jesus is coming back gives me a sense of certainty amid the uncertainty, stability amid the instability, predictability, and absolute redeemability. Oswald Chambers captures this perfectly in his April 29th devotion from My Utmost for His Highest. Certainty is the mark of the common sense life. Gracious uncertainty is the mark of the spiritual life. To be certain of God means that we are uncertain in all our ways, not knowing what tomorrow may bring. This is generally expressed with a sigh of sadness, but it should be an expression of breathless expectation. Jesus says it even better. John 14:19-20, I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you. Before long, the world will not see me anymore, but you will see me. Because I live, you also live. On that day, you will realize that I am in my Father, and you are in me, and I am in you. And then John 16:24-33. Now is your time of grief, but I will see you again, and you will rejoice, and no one will take away your joy. I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world. But the beautiful thing is, we don't have to wait for His return to live as part of His family and to have His peace, to overcome grief and to experience His joy. You can have it all now. Next week, are you ready?